Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today, what's your contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We got messages.
Woo!
We actually got one from your buddy James.
What up, James?
I think a little bit ago, because I thought it was part of the other one, when he was talking about the wedding his wife now wants to have another
right,
wedding.
Oh, right, yes.
But then he's like, hey, girls, your buddy James here, and Vicky, I found your TikTok. Hell yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but enjoy. I'm trying to do more of them.
Yay!
We also got a message from Carly. It says, hi, guys. I'm listening to Vicky talk about stripping her towels, which was that whole process of, like, really getting them clean.
Yes.
And I have to say, if you aren't following Go Clean Co., so CO, on Instagram, do it. She's a cleaning guru, and it's so satisfying to watch her clean all the things. She strips her clothes quite often, and it's gross. Go check it out if you are weird like me and like cleaning.
You would probably love that, Vicky.
I need to follow this person.
I would probably want to watch it and then probably be like disgusted and like disgusted with myself thinking about how much I should do and then not do any of it.
So my mom, when I was explaining this to my parents, because I'm out buying all the materials for it, and it's not very expensive.
Like, for stripping?
Yeah, so you buy like Tide powder detergent. You only need like half a cup of that.
Okay.
So you can get a small box for like $5, a box of like borax, and a box of washing soda, which all in all I think came out less than $15.
Yeah.
For all these things, and they last you. There's a lot in them. So I'm explaining to my parents why I need all these different things, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. So until I showed them the dirty water, that they believed me, my mom is now very excited. She's like, I want to do all my towels. I want to do all my bed sheets. And my brother, who is...
Oh, yeah, bed sheets. That's a good one.
Ooh. Especially if they've been around for a while.
Yeah, which mine have been.
Yes. How often do you wash your bed sheets, by the way?
Oh, not often at all. My friend was so, like, disgusted that I don't... Like, she got me a set for my birthday because she was so... Because she washes hers, like, a few times a week, which I think is outrageous.
Oh, that's a lot. I'd say, like...
I know it's average once every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, once a week, once every 2 weeks, depending on how sweaty you are and how much intercourse you're having. Or if you have a child that climbs into your bed. I had just washed my sheets because he passed out of my bed and overfilled his diaper, so it was all pee. So I washed my sheets, changed them out, like put them back on because I just bought new sheets and they're so pretty. And I'm eating a little chocolate bar. He wants a bite. He proceeds to take a bite and it falls all melty onto my brand new cleaning sheets.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm like, and it's not like, oh, it matches the sheet color. No, it looks like poo.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's one thing I don't do is I don't eat in my bed because I know there would be crumbs everywhere. And...
Oh, I am a goblin, monster, witch, whatever, just sitting in bed with my snacks.
Oh,
my
no,
God.
No,
that is
I
my
can't do that
because
I don't snack or eat very
cleanly.
Yes, exactly. It
gets
everywhere.
Clean your sheets often enough so it would just stick
there.
Even
so, like once every 2 weeks, if you're eating in bed every night, you're going to have a lot of crumbs in those
2 weeks.
But I
mean, if you're at least making your bed with the same sheets, you can, you know.
Get them all over your floor.
Yeah, and then you vacuum that ass up.
Okay.
But the whole stripping thing, my brother, who is a runner, which I don't know if you can relate to this, because he's obviously gets very, very sweaty.
Yeah.
But he's a very pungent sweater. Like, it's very fragrant, if you will.
He smells bad. He has a really bad BO.
Oh, yeah. Very bad. Like, doesn't matter if you have deodorant or anything. Well, it's not so much that I was just trying to say. I don't know if you relate to this, Sarah.
Oh, for sure.
I was trying to spare your feelings.
Oh, no. I sweat. I smell bad all the time.
The
Damn.
Thing about him is
that's
that
why I have deodorant everywhere. My purse, in my bag, in my car.
And my brother runs, like, 10 miles sometimes in a day. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're bound to probably get sweaty and the deodorant isn't going to last,
right,
whether it says 24 hours on it or not.
And like, it's not just his underarms that stink, it's like his feet too, because obviously your shoes and stuff. But the gross thing about my brother that I'm trying to break him of, it's been years in the making and it still has not worked. There's people that will immediately put their clothes in the wash, or they'll spray it with like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, wash it and then wear it again. My brother will wear the same shorts or shirt for a couple days in a row, mind you, running every single day.
Oh, hell.
And same with his socks.
What?
He'll put his socks after he runs, like, cause I make him leave his running shoes outside because currently they're still living with me.
Yeah.
So his running shoes stay outside on the porch because I'm like, I don't want that S in my house. It stinks. So which is fine because you don't smell it when it's outside, and eventually the smell dissipates after he runs. But he puts his socks in there.
In his shoes.
In his shoes. And then the next day he comes out to run and he'll wear them and go running again.
Oh, that's nasty.
So I've had to like move his shoes and they are so stiff.
Oh, his socks are?
Yes.
Oh.
So normally like you can get like clean towels or sheets or whatever and then do the stripping process. And then you have to wash them again. My mom's like, no, I want to take all of his clothes, specifically his running clothes, and put them into the stripping process and see how... I feel like they would just... freaking dissolve. Yeah.
Wait, why does he do that? Have you asked him?
Because he's gross.
Does he just like not do like not like doing laundry?
I don't know. Like he does his laundry day Sunday. Like he always since we were like probably teenagers, he always does his laundry on Sundays, which is fine and all. But I'm like, we buy you a lot of shorts and shirts.
It's probably because the laundry thing. Because I understand, I hate doing laundry, mm-hmm. right? And I, If you're wearing a normal outfit a day and then you have your workout outfit mm-hmm. and then if he runs twice a day, that's technically then two workout outfits. Like I have so much laundry to do. So don't get me wrong. I've thought like, oh, if I just put the same sweaty outfit on, because it's going to get sweaty in like 2 seconds anyway, mm-hmm. then I'll only have one workout outfit. So I right. understand, but then it's wet and it's gross. So, mm-hmm. and the socks too. Oh. But I mean, he's a dude. He doesn't have a girlfriend. He's living with his family. He's not trying to impress anyone.
It's the same dude who has a twin bed. I'm like, bro, it is time for you to upgrade to at least a queen or like a full queen. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, but if...
I mean, like, if it's... I'm just... He's like, well, I don't really have any girls coming over. You know, one, because he lives with my parents. But even before then, he's like, I'm perfectly content. He's a very minimalistic kind of guy.
He's going to have to change that, though, if he's trying to get a woman in his life. Cause...
I feel like... Well, because he's that guy who got screwed over royally by his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, so he's, like, sworn to never date again type of thing?
Like, there's girls where he's like, hey, like, I this chick seems really cool and I would like to get to know her. But he's also, like, not in that zone where it's like, I want to find somebody.
Yeah, so he's just kind of content with how he's living. And then maybe if he does find a girl, then and she's like, yo, this is whack. Yeah. Don't wear the same socks and get a bigger bed.
Exactly.
Then maybe he'll change it.
I think so, too. And I think even the girlfriend, not the last girlfriend, but the girlfriend before her, I think in his head, it's like the one that got away.
Oh.
So even though she's now married with kids, like I think like he's not like messaging her or like.
No, but he still wishes maybe things had gotten farther right. or he won't find someone nearly as wonderful as her type of thing.
Yeah. And the thing was like, you know, she comes from a very religious family and they were basically pressuring since they were like 18. When are you guys getting married? That kind of a thing.
And he was like, bye. And now he's like, well, maybe I should have.
No, but like basically when they kind of broke it off is when he was in like the middle of like the toughest time for school. She was living across, you know, I think she was living in Idaho while he was going to school in Bellingham. It was just a very hard thing. Like, plus he was a runner between running and school and homework and everything. And they weren't able to talk as often as they wanted or video chat. It became too much. And it's like, hey, let's take a break for a while.
So he ended it?
Yeah, he went in person. My dad's like, if you're going to break it off, do it in person. She was getting really mad at him all the time because they weren't able to talk.
Bitch, I need attention.
Which I get. And it's like, yeah. But it's like, you guys are still very young. So he's like, let's kind of give it a break. And if we come back together, awesome. If not, but within the year, she was engaged because, like I said, religious. Huh, Mormon.
Wow, and they're still together?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, they got, I think, 2 kids now.
So he set a break, and she really took that break real and was like, all right, well, I'm getting a whole new man.
Basically, and, like, she seems happy, and she was a very sweet girl, very, you know, but she was very religious and kind of, like, and she loved her religion, which is, you know, cool, but, and I think that also kind of bothered my brother, because we grew up religious, and as we've gotten older, he's worse about it than I am, like, I'm very whatever about religion and going to church and stuff.
Yeah.
My brother is like, I hate it.
Oh, he's like total opposite now. He's like totally against
yeah.
it.
Yeah. For me, I'm more neutral and like, whatever. If it works
then
for you,
cool.
Then
it would have never worked out with them.
No. Like, I don't know if like behind closed doors, she was a little bit more cool, quote
crazy.
Unquote.
A little wild.
Well, there's some things he told me now after the fact where I'm like,
yeah,
this bitch.
Yeah, but she always is going to be like, her family's always going to be that way.
Right.
And if
exactly.
you marry someone like that, then it's always going to be a part of your life.
Well, like, even if they did like a traditional Mormon wedding, like if my brother and her would have gotten married, we wouldn't have been able to go to the wedding because
Whoa.
You're not, only Mormons can go to a Mormon wedding.
So did the guy she marry, is he Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Right.
I feel like your brother, they both dodged each other's bullets.
Right.
Like,
I know. I think if they would have stayed together, it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah, or it would be very difficult.
Exactly. So, but it's still that what if that always gets everybody.
Dang, it's been like 10 years for him, right? He's almost 30, yeah?
Yeah. Well, no, they were dating like for 4 or 5 years. I think in his mid-20s they broke up.
Oh.
So it's been like 5 years.
Oh.
5, 6 years?
Something
like that.
That's a long ass time.
Exactly. But it's not like, I mean, he had a girlfriend since, and she royally screwed him over in a couple different ways.
Cheated on him?
I'm not going to say what it is.
Cheating on him.
No, it wasn't cheating. But I'm not going to say it because it's, I don't know if I should say it in a public forum.
Can we get a clue? Not cheated on him, but screwed him. Ooh, stole his money. Stole something.
No, she was just a...
Was a drug dealer?
No, she...
Ooh,
she
was a
just...
hoe?
Let's say that, yes.
Was a hoe, but kinda. Didn't cheat on him.
Yes.
Sent naked pictures to people for money. Without him knowing. And then he caught her.
You're not going to get it.
Oh, damn. Anyway. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Had an OnlyFans.
No.
He didn't know about it.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if how much he would care about that one or get mad about that.
Plus, OnlyFans wasn't around that long ago. But.
Yeah. P.S. By the way, thank you everybody who saw my OnlyFans and following me. You guys are all so nice.
Yeah. Vicious Vicky.
Yes. Vicky Vicious.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks.
Rewind. Vicky Vicious.
Right. You're supposed to be my hype girl. You want a cut of this commission?
No, I thought I got it right, too. I was so confident.
But we did get another message. Let me find it. Found it. All right. So this message doesn't really post his name, so I'm just going to call him B.
Okay.
And it's a long one, so bear with me.
All right. You got this.
Hello, ladies of the broadcast. I apologize for how long this will be, but I have a story. A single relationship that came to mind immediately when you asked about exes with eyebrow-raising moments or red flags. Mm-hmm. And then you followed that episode with the long-distance relationships, and I knew my story checked multiple boxes.
Oh!
I met my now ex-wife when I lived in the Philippines. While I was there, we didn't date, but once I returned home, we started a long-distance courtship through letters, email, instant message, and webcam video calls. After a year of long distance, I flew back over for three weeks to be with her and to determine if we wanted to move forward with the relationship or, you know, just to move on. I ended up proposing. I returned home and we resumed the long distance part of the relationship with the goal of getting married. Well, the immigration process is long and frustrating. And as somebody who lived with somebody dealing with that, yep, it very much is. Part of the process was medical exams, and to make sure she wasn't going to bring any diseases over here once she was approved. She ended up testing positive for TB or tuberculosis.
Oh.
Not the most deadly of diseases as it once was. It's now treated with antibiotics. However, that delayed our application for a year. She had to move to Manila and be monitored taking the antibiotics at the hospital by registered nurses who can document the whole thing for immigration. When I heard our application was being held up by medical, I flew back to comfort her and to be with her and explain what was going on and make sure she was going to be okay waiting another year. This is when the red flags started to appear, but I was not noticing them. Because she had to relocate for medical, I supported her rent, food, travel expenses, etc. Honestly, it's not that bad because it's a very cheap country to convert the U.S. dollars. So $300 per month could easily cover everything she needs and some of the things she wanted to do. Anyways, red flag number one. She called me over webcam crying one day, said she had to go to the hospital for stitches. She supposedly was trying to find a place to go to the bathroom outside one night and squat into a plant, and she didn't see the supposedly it, quote unquote, popped her cherry due to the angle and position of the plant. I didn't ask any questions. I just believed her. Almost 50% of the times I sent her money, she called me back to report she had lost it and it had been pickpocketers or she had been mugged or needed more. I randomly was contacted by a mutual friend on Facebook, and this person was trying to tell me that my ex had other American guys she was talking to, same as me. I didn't believe it. Fast forward to 1 year later, I finally got her application approved and flew her here. We were married within 90 days as per the U.S. immigration law, and she comes to me crying 2 weeks after the wedding. She was pregnant. Supposedly, her neighbor in Manila had contacted her sister and confessed he had date raped her before she left. I immediately took her to the urgent care and they referred us to Planned Parenthood. They determined that she was 12 weeks. She had only been in the country 6 weeks and I hadn't seen her during the time frame before that. And we were waiting on her application to be approved. So obviously not my child.
Oh,
She demanded an abortion and I didn't question her morals. She claims she'd been unknowingly raped. How could I question her otherwise? Her mood changed almost instantly after getting here. I assumed homesickness and she'd get over it. She didn't. She became less and less affectionate, refused to even kiss my lips. She always turned her head so that kisses landed on her cheeks. I had caught a guy Facebook messaging her things that other people dating would say to each other between, you know, friends. Or no, excuse me. Other people dating would say to each other, she laughed it off as playful banter between friends. I came home one night from work early and she wasn't home. Our one car was in the parking spot, but she was gone. Didn't answer her phone, didn't message me telling me where she was going to go that night. She came home from work the next day saying she'd slept over at a coworker's house because I worked graveyard and she didn't want to be alone every night. Anyway, fast forward to 2 years later. In the middle of the date we were on, she got a text message from her mom claiming her aunt had died and they wanted her back for the funeral. I used up all our money to buy her a plane ticket, and that was the last time I saw her, dropping her off at the airport. For 8 months after leaving, she made up excuses as to why she couldn't come home. Wanted to stay for Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's, then her older sister got engaged, and she was going to have the January wedding, and then got pushed to February, then March. In April, we got notice that her immigration status had finally changed. She was now a legal permanent resident and had 10 years on this new status before she had to file again. 2 weeks after I received the notice, she officially ended the marriage. I had found out later that she never went home. Her aunt had not died. She instead went on vacation with a boyfriend and never planned on coming back. She had run off with him. I then put all those red flags together. She always had other guys. One had even gotten her pregnant. She only used me to get to the U.S. Which brings me to the am I an a-hole part. I took everything I learned and her contradictory emails and texts, written and signed testimonials of her mutual friends saying she tricked me into marrying her and came over under false pretenses, and got an appointment with the U.S. Customs and Immigration and turned her ass in.
Yes!
Just FYI, ladies, if you marry someone who is an immigrant specifically to get them residence here, that is fraud and it carries up to a $100,000 fine and 10 years jail time.
Oh! Didn't know
is
that.
Is he the a-hole? No!
Wait. So if he didn't... So he turned her in, so he was scotch-free, yes. Right? But if he didn't and they had caught it somehow, he could have owed that or been thrown in jail.
I guess in theory, if somebody wanted to accuse him of being in on it, sure. But dude. I mean, there are people who do that. Like, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a few $1,000 to marry my ass so I can become
like a resident or a citizen or whatever. But if they catch him, that's why they do so many interviews. Like, when's this person's birthday?
What's their favorite color?
How long have you been dating? Where did you meet? What was your first date? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, they're very thorough to make sure you're not lying.
That really does sound like, I don't watch it. I don't really know details, but some 90 Day Fiance stuff right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Because I have seen where the person is so affectionate when they're here, la, 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 and then they get married, and then it's like,
over it.
After the 90 days, it's like donezo. Like, okay, well, I'm a resident or whatever. I'm legal here, so. How did you not see the signs, though? Oh, my God. If you were my friend, I would have shook you so hard. I guess some friends did, but you didn't believe them. Oh, that is insane.
I feel like some of my friends were. It's hard to, like, when you really have those rose-colored glasses on.
He had some rose-colored glasses on.
Was the quote from BoJack Horseman. It's like, you know, when you look at somebody through rose-colored glasses, all the red flags just look like flags. Like, you don't see the red
they
flags.
They don't see red. They look pinkish.
Yeah, or but they look white.
But even a plant saying you pop your cherry, the plant, what? What? Like,
you needed stitches? Like, if she would have said something like, hey, I went to the, you know, I went to go squat to go and, because I guess that's something people do there. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
In different countries, I don't know how that works. It's like I squatted and I fell on a piece of glass or, you know, metal and I scraped up my leg or something. That would have been, I'm like.
Or even like scraped up your butt. Like I could see that. But then the whole pop chair, I was like, what?
God, like.
How far did that plan go?
Come up with better lies. I feel like she probably had too kinky of sex or something and something happened.
I think it's all crap and she just wanted the money. I don't think there were any stitches.
I'm like, why would you say like that, though? Like, out of all the lies, like, is it bad that I'm more outraged by the stupid lie?
There's
the stupidity of the lie, not because she lied.
Well, and then how, I mean, it's just.
I'm all about side hustling, but don't take advantage of anybody. Like, that's just.
That is cruel. Full advantage, too.
That is cruel.
I'm glad you turned her ass. I wonder if she, like, did she get found and is she back?
Please, B, send us some info.
Yeah, is she back? Where was she from? I forgot. The Philippines? Oh, that'd be so epic if she was, like, with her boyfriend, like, on vacation or something, and then, like,
boom, yeah. jail time, or you're getting sued for a lot of money.
You're getting deported, bitch.
That's
crazy. I'm sorry you had to go through that because you guys were in it for...
This was a couple years in the making because it was like they were together for 2 years, married, I think. And then like that 1 or 2 years of the whole process.
Yep. Yeah.
Like whether the immigration process and it might have even been three because they dated for a year, decided to get married. And then I think it took 2 years for the immigration process. So it's 3 years.
And
plus,
then she was, quote unquote, back in the Philippines for 8 months, but not right. really.
Yeah. Well, it was 2 years of marriage. That's five. So this is all like 6 years.
That's a lot of your life.
We hope that you find or you did find somebody awesome.
And hopefully it lives closer.
Yep. So this definitely checked out a lot of the boxes on the things that we have talked about.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I did have this article saved for like an episode and I'm like, it kind of ties in. It's 17 wild ways people found out their partner was cheating on them.
Oh, her being pregnant and y'all not having sex in the time that she was pregnant.
Right.
That's a good one.
And this was from BuzzFeed. And you can think of any interesting ones if you've been cheated on. Like, I found out my high school boyfriend was cheating on me through a note.
That he wrote for someone else?
So he was in the process of moving to his mom's in Spokane. And we were helping him move, like, put his stuff in the car and stuff.
Oh.
And so I found a note. And it was in the same paper, like, the notebook I had, like, the different color outlines on the sides.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the sections were purple outlines. Some of them were orange. And I found an orange one. I'm like, oh, that's like mine. Oh, this must be one of the notes I wrote him. So I'm opening it up. And it's talking about, like, it's between him and another girl.
Yikes.
Talking about how like they want to be together, but he doesn't want to break up with me.
That's so awkward.
And I'm like, what the? And he's about to move to Spokane.
Did you shove it in his face?
Yeah.
And say, pack this crap yourself?
Well, I was 15 and I'm like, still wanted to be with her.
Oh,
I was
no.
stupid.
Did you confront him about it?
Yeah. And he's like, no, that's like, she really wants to be with me, but I don't want to be with her. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
It doesn't say that in your
But this is also the person who I was like worried about. Like, it's like that's the person they tell you not to worry about, but you were.
Yeah.
By the way, I was much cuter. She was much gothier than me, but I was much cuter. Anywho, not to be that bitch, but I'm gonna. This person writes, I was checking my husband's email for something that concerned the both of us. He knew I was checking it and was seated right next to me. I opened up his inbox and there are emails from several dating sites.
Ugh.
Bad enough, right? Well, I opened them and realized he created profiles pretending to be a lesbian and was using my photos and information to catfish these women.
What?
That man is now my ex-husband.
Why?
That must have been his fetish. I don't know. Maybe because I think women might be a little bit more like open to like talking to other women.
Okay.
So like, hey, send me a nude.
Because like, oh, that's true. As,
like if a dude's like, send me a nude, like girls can be a little bit more creeped out.
But it's not like he can ever meet up with them.
No.
He
just wanted the attention maybe psychologically. I don't know.
That's weird.
So the person writes, a friend of mine was cheating on her girlfriend with an exchange student from Slovenia. So one day, the Slovenian girl said that she would have a threesome. My friend agreed. The third woman arrived, and it turned out to be my friend's actual girlfriend. Apparently, my friend and her girlfriend were both unknowingly cheating on each other with the Slovenian girl. Sadly, because life isn't a porn movie, they all got into a fight instead of a threesome. Oh, wow. That's a little funny, actually.
That's a little complicated for my brain to...
So, it was a lesbian couple. They both were cheating on each other
with the same girl
they didn't know about. And they're like, hey, let's have a threesome. And so then...
They have the same type, I guess.
Right? Oh, well, too bad they didn't have the threesome.
I know.
So my boyfriend of 3 months told me he had to go to Italy because his dad passed away. I called my cell provider to add texting calling plan to the city he was going to. About 4 days into this trip, I get a text from his phone. It was his godfather saying that my boyfriend was in a horrible car crash. He was in the hospital, had 3 major surgeries, and apparently even died twice.
Oh my God, okay.
His godfather gave me daily updates for 3 weeks. My boyfriend eventually made it back home. One night he was changing his shirt, and I noticed that he didn't have any scars, and I asked why. He said that Italy had great plastic surgeons. 2 weeks later, I get a call saying I had an outstanding cell phone bill for $900. I said there was a mistake. They explained they had been texting and calling someone who lives in Panama. I didn't know anyone in Panama. I found out that my boyfriend was with his other girlfriend partying in Panama. He lied about his father dying, the car accident, everything. An absolute sicko.
Dude, that is to some extreme.
At least say, like, I don't know.
Why make up a different city? Like, why even say you're going to Italy?
Maybe because his family actually lives in Italy?
Yeah, but, like, can't you just say,
You can't say
I'm going to Panama City and
your family's not from Panama.
God, the whole car accident and then dying twice? Damn, if that actually happened, though, you're a boss, but...
God, that's so stupid.
All lies.
Okay, so I guess my ex-boyfriend forgot that he used my phone to check his email because the next morning I woke up to at least 9 notifications confirming my registration with different dating apps. Thinking my email was being used, I opened the app and saw they were actually sent to his email. He signed up for these dating apps while sleeping right next to me in the apartment we shared. Such a winner.
Ew. When you get signed up for the dating apps, can you click on like the confirmed email and then you're automatically logged in? Or do you have to like re-log in? Because I would totally just like change the entire bio and stuff if I could.
I mean, depending. Like if she could request, she's already in his email account, so she can just go into.
Do you change password?
Sorry, I'm planning this as a psycho here. You go in, go to the dating app, change app password, change the password, and then go in and do it yourself.
Yes! And then he just, quote unquote, forgot his password.
Mm-hmm.
That's some crazy crap I would do. Except it's not crazy when your boyfriend is
sleeping right next to you, yeah, making these things. By the way, how stupid are you to like not log out? If you're going to be cheating on your significant other, at least log out.
I feel like a lot of people are stupid enough.
Yes. Not that I like would necessarily cheat on somebody, but like I do think of these things.
You'd be smart about it.
Yeah. All right. So it was my birthday and I was hosting a party with friends. A random girl showed up and revealed that she slept with my boyfriend. Apparently he told her about my party during sex and she thought it'd be a good stop by.
That's something I would do. If I would never be the other woman if I knew there was another woman involved. That's
but if
not
you find,
my jam.
If you found out that
he had a girlfriend,
mm-hmm,
and he was like, oh, yeah, she's having a party. And I'm like, wait a second. You have a girlfriend? And then I would go to the party and be like,
I feel like this chick did it as a power move. Like, yeah, I'm banging your man.
Some people do get off on that.
I don't get it. That's not.
I would actually feel bad. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't know about you.
But like, and then like, let's say you wanted to be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know your boyfriend cheated on you.
Yeah.
Why would you do it at their birthday party?
Yeah.
Like, when do you do it? Do you do it the next day? I would do it before the party. Like, I know her party would suck, but I would hate spending my birthday party with my boyfriend and then finding out he cheated on me.
They both scenarios suck.
Yeah, it all sucks. Years ago, my high school boyfriend created 2 separate Facebook profiles so he could be in a relationship with me on one page and in a relationship with a second girlfriend on the other. He never thought we'd figure this out. He added a bunch of his friends to his new account, resulting into us having a lot of mutual friends. His second profile then popped up as my suggested friends list.
Yeah.
So, of course, I checked it out and saw his relationship status. He didn't even try to deny it. In fact, he actually got mad at me for finding the profile. Oh,
well,
high school.
How could he deny it at that point?
Like, I think that's why they created Snapchat. It's just...
It
goes away. You don't have the relationship status. You don't have your bio. It's just there.
You can cheat on people more easily.
Right? Just do on Snapchat, man. But it's, you know, the other girl is like, I want, you know, be relationship official with me on Facebook because you're in high school.
Yeah. Even nowadays, people still want that.
Right? Okay, so this person's in high school. I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me because his mother called me at 3 a.m. to tell me her son was meeting 2 girls in the middle of the night. Apparently, one of the girls crashed the car into an apartment building while turning into the complex. Like, the car literally drove through the side of the building and ended up in someone's apartment. Luckily, no one was hurt. I walked over to the scene and was in shock. I shook my head in disbelief and thought, no way he's worth all that. Girl, good for you for having, like, a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah. Yikes.
My boyfriend asked me to watch his dog while he went on a last-minute trip to Vegas. When his trip was over, I went to his house to give the dog back, and that's when I caught him and another woman hooking up. Turns out, they went on the Vegas trip together. Meanwhile, I was dog-sitting his own pet so he could cheat. Good times.
That cringe. Sucks. That's where you'd put, like, the glitter all over his apartment or something.
Yeah, like, I don't...
Because I don't want to, like, take it on the dog, even though I do want to take it on your dog, because it is your dog. But the dog didn't do anything, so I can't take it on your dog. But, like, that's savage move right there.
I had an ex dump me via text message. At least do a Zoom call.
I feel like that
now.
Happens. Yeah. At least do a Zoom call now.
Right. 3 days later, he announced on Facebook that he was engaged to another woman.
What?
They married a few months after that and divorced almost immediately. I knew it had fallen apart the very day it happened because I got a message from him that night apologizing and asking if we can get together to talk. No.
No, thanks.
So I'm wondering, like, which one was the other woman technically? Like, because this was her boyfriend. Like, did he have 2 girlfriends at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Or was he, like, more serious with her and this was just kind of a new relationship?
I wonder if the person he married even knew about her.
Yeah, or was it like, it needs to be me or her, you know, make up your mind, like, or I'm leaving. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm curious.
Because 3 days after, that's moving fast. Right.
Well, I had an ex-boyfriend who, like, I know he didn't cheat on me because he didn't meet this person technically until after we broke up. But he was engaged within 3 months after our breakup.
That is fast.
But it's funny because, like, oh my God, his, like, ex hated, like, now they're divorced, but, like, she hated me. And the thing was, like, you realize you married somebody, you got engaged to somebody who 3 months prior was asking me to get married to him.
Yeah, I would hate you too.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, no.
If I was that woman, yeah.
No, I would be like, why am I with you? You wanted to get married to somebody else 3 months before marrying me, now you want to marry me?
I guess
me?
It would be more like a hate, more like a...
rivalry?
It's like, I can't say hate because people say hate's like a strong word. And I don't know if it would be jealous.
No, she hated me.
It would be like that weird line, like, I kind of want to punch you in the face for no reason kind of thing. You know what I mean?
He was also, like, this was the guy that was making out to seem that I was crazier than I actually am. I'm not saying I'm not crazy because we all know I am.
Well, yeah, it's like that. It's just like any ex of my boyfriend. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, and the fact that you guys were, if you guys were together so recently, I'd be like, no, I don't know. No, I'm gonna marry him.
No,
you were 3 months ago. I am the current. It's not gonna last long, but
oh my God, if I knew that, I'm like, wait, you were trying to get married to somebody 3 months now. Like, I'd say you are unstable. I don't want to be with you, because that was one of the things too that kind of. So we had broken up in August, and then in September we got back together. Like, so we were broken up for a couple weeks. We got back together in September, and we broke it off for good. Because I said, we're not doing this Ross and Rachel stuff. We will break up. If we're getting back together and we break up again, I'm not going to play this game again. I've done it before.
Never, ever, ever.
I did that when I, like, right out of high school for, like, 3 years, on and off. It was
miserable.
I'm not doing that again. And so the day we decided to get back together, he's like, let's just get married. Let's just get married so we'd be forced to work on our problems.
Many things.
Right. Because in his head, like, he's like, I never want to get divorced. Like, I never want to do it. So when I get married, I'm going to get married for good. And I'm like, we're not getting married.
So you're like, well, should we?
No, I didn't. I was looking at him like, no, that is not a great reason to get married.
Like, might as well get me pregnant too, baby. Right? Let's do it.
Mind you, I was 23.
People have kids at 23.
No, I know, but I'm trying to illustrate how young I was when I'm pretty surprised how rationally I thought this out at 23.
Say, I'm surprised you're like, okay.
And no, like, because it's like, I want to make sure we're in a good place. We just broke up and got back together. I don't want to marry you because of that. I want to make sure we're
stable. A lot of people
stable.
Do, though.
Oh, yeah. But I did not want to be one of those. I'm like, I want to make sure relationship's stable and is going to last before I say, let's get married.
And put a baby in me.
Exactly. So, obviously, that didn't work out. He just wanted to get married. And that did not work out. And apparently now is like talking on social media about how, like, she was actually a really horrible person. Even after they broke up for a while, it's like, I miss her. She was such a bitch to everybody, but she was my bitch. Like, I'm like, but she wasn't a bitch in, like, a Sarah Fun way. She was a bitch in a... No, she's mean.
Well, it's crazy to think someone who'd get married in 3 months. I mean, I know people would do it. I know I have friends who parents have done it and, like, lasted forever and they're still married. So it does work, but it is, like, it takes a certain type of personality to get married in 3 months.
And considering these two people are very, very unstable for many different reasons, different traumas or whatever.
I'm not surprised.
So dodge that dysfunctional bullet. Number 10 on this list, my boyfriend of 6 months ghosted me.
Ugh.
Like, that's a decent amount of time. Like, at that point, I feel like most people have probably said the L word.
Yeah.
You know. About a week later, I found out online that he had gotten married. Turned out, I was the other woman the whole time.
Oh, straight up ghosted you to go to his own wedding.
Jeez. I had that where a dude was hitting me up. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's so hot. And I felt like my self-esteem was through the roof. This was, I think, shortly before or shortly after that ex. And I was like, okay, yeah, this guy's, like, my type. He's got the tattoos. And I noticed, like, we were kind of flirting. We were going to hang out one day. And he had, like, oh, last second, I have to go pick up my brother. So he ended up bailing on me. I'm like, well, I did my hair and makeup for nothing.
Cool. Thanks for wasting my time.
Like, you know, sending dirty pictures to each other, that kind of a thing. And then he posts, like, oh, I'm at a Christmas party with this girl. I'm like, oh, okay.
So you just met him online. You had never met him in real life. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I go, because we had some mutual friends. So I go to this chick's Insta page, and then I see that they've been together for 4 years.
Oh, what a douche.
And, like, I finally called him out on it, and he's like, yeah, I think, you know, it's probably time for me to get serious.
Cause I think, ew, what?
And then, like, within, like, a couple weeks, they were engaged.
Well, he got serious.
And, like, they're married, and, like, she had a kid, and, like, he's, like, the dad to the kid. And it's like, I don't even know if they're still married. Am I still friends with them on Facebook? I don't know. Because I wanted to see the storm.
Ugh, I don't know about you, but that makes me feel so grimy. Like, if that was me, like, I know it's on him and, like, you had no idea, and but
I feel like it does definitely make you feel used. It's like,
cool. Yeah, this was obviously going to go nowhere, and he knew that.
Yeah, like, it's just either that or, I don't know. Like, it did really put me in a really crappy mood. I'm like, cool, called you out on it.
Yeah, I would have never known if I didn't stalk myself. Thanks.
Yeah. So
he's like, yeah, I guess I probably should get serious.
I got a freaking idiot. And yeah, there, I don't know. I need to check. I'm curious if I think I deleted him a long time ago.
Yeah, after that, he doesn't deserve to see what the heck.
But we have a lot of mutuals, so I'll see stuff pop up.
Oh, right.
But I don't feel like I've seen anything in a long time. My ex and I were in a long-distance relationship for a year before I moved across the country to be with him.
Wow.
We even planned on getting married. He was out for the day and asked me to grab something from his computer. When I opened up his laptop, his text messenger popped up. All of the messages were with his best friend, Sarah, with an H, though, so she's a bitch.
Ugh, already a bitch, yeah.
Which poked fun at me and talked about all the sex they were having behind my back. Needless to say, the relationship ended. They were making fun of her.
Dude, the text messages on people's computers, I think it's really, really weird. Like, I don't know. You'll just be, like, at your friend's house and their laptop's there, and then you can just read all their text. Like, it's, right. Like, you don't mean to, but it's, like, right there, yeah. And something pops up, and you're like, oh, so that's who you're texting.
And, it looks really suspicious. Like, if you're looking at, like, a tablet or whatever, and you, like, flick it to remove the message or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, what are you hiding?
It's like, no, it's just, you know.
With my text, it's just weird.
Which is funny because I did that once on my iPad because my little foster brother will have iPad time and we'll watch videos. And so now I did that once. I swiped up so it wouldn't disturb the video.
Yeah.
And he now knows how to do it. So whenever anybody messages me, he just removes it himself. I mean, not that he could read or anything.
Like, thanks, buddy.
But I just think it's funny.
I thought he was going to get mad about it.
No, he's just like, nope, I'm out. Yes, I know we're running late, but I kind of want to go through all these because they're crazy.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with cancer and was going through treatment, and I went home early one day to surprise my husband, and I walked in on him and our marriage counselor going at it in our bed.
What?
While she wore my favorite pair of boots.
She wore your boots?
Turned out my cancer was caused by HPV. He had been cheating on me the entire 10 years we had been together.
And with your marriage counselor?
And basically, he cheated on, like, he gave her HPV, which caused her cancer.
Oh, my God. That guy is going to hell.
Yep.
And that marriage counselor, never get a sexy marriage counselor. It's like getting a sexy babysitter. Don't do it.
Men or woman, just get, like, a weirdo-looking person. Get somebody that looks like an alien. I don't know. My ex-boyfriend pocket-dialed me and accidentally left a long voicemail. Well, when I listened to it, he was having sex with another woman.
Ew!
Bye.
I'm always worried when I'm, like, talking crap about someone that I accidentally would pocket dial them. I always check my phone, make sure they're not accidentally on the line, because that would happen.
That would.
But that's really impressive that he pocket dialed his current while having sex. Like, that was just karma for something.
Mm. My girlfriend went to show my family and me pictures of her newborn nephew. And while swiping, she accidentally showed us texts between her and someone she had been secretly dating for months.
Wait, her sister?
Okay, so this person's dating a girl. She's over at his house with his family.
Oh.
So the family's there, and she showing pictures of her nephew.
Oh.
And then, boop, there's texts.
That's awkward.
For a lot of reasons. I dated this girl for a couple months one summer. Shortly after we broke up, she got a boyfriend. Less than a year later, she posted a happy anniversary picture of them on Instagram. We were still together a year ago, though.
Weird.
I was grabbing lunch at my ex's parents, who were in town. They brought me a gift bag that was full of baby stuff, but I definitely wasn't pregnant. We were all confused, so the dad called my ex. He confessed to everything and said that one of the girls who cheated on me had gotten pregnant. Somehow he thought telling his parents that I was pregnant was a foolproof idea with zero flaws.
What?
So he's like, yeah, I knocked somebody up. I'm going to be a dad. But said that it was his girlfriend who was knocked up.
That's so awkward for that girl.
And also that guy is so stupid. You don't need to be with that. It's stupid.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to be pregnant with that stupid person's baby. Be a dumb baby. My ex had gotten laid off. His mom was sick and he needed money, so I was going to help. I FaceTimed him to check in and he answered, Bailey, where are you? My name's not Bailey. So I asked who she was. He hung up and didn't answer for the rest of the night. I did some digging and messaged Bailey on Facebook. They slept together, but had no idea he had a girlfriend. She truly felt horrible. So I drove to Bailey's, and we both showed up at my ex's house and confronted him.
Nice.
This fool tried to lie straight to our faces. We both dumped him, and Bailey and I have been best friends for years now.
Oh my God.
She was even the maid of honor at my wedding to a man who isn't an a-hole.
That is such a good story. I love that.
That one does have a happy ending.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I would legit feel bad. Like, I had no idea. F this guy. Let's dump them together.
Funny enough, like, the boyfriend I was telling, the one that cheated on me in high school, like, we kind of, like, he came back to visit, like, he would come for, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving breaks and stuff to visit his dad over in Lake Stevens, where we were from. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm kind of talking to this girl right now, but we're not seeing each other, but we might get together. And so I'm like, oh, you're not dating her yet, so we can bang, right? And so we hooked up in my little Honda Civic. And the next day he's like, okay, well, now we are dating. We're officially together. I'm like, uh-huh, sure you are. And so
does she know that y'all banged?
Right. And so I was like, whatever. Like, I didn't believe him. So we ended up continuing to hook up through the trip.
I don't like this guy.
No. He's now a military man with 3 kids.
Hopefully he's not cheating on his wife.
No, she would murder him. He wouldn't do that. He's grown up a lot. But he, what's it called? I remember when she, like, hit me up. She's like, you need to leave him alone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, so he cheated on you the day after you started dating. It's like, we started dating in September. How could that happen? I'm like, oh, then he cheated on you a lot more than I
think
I thought.
Happens a lot people.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I thought he cheated on you once.
Did you tell
twice.
Her that?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, then he cheated on you a lot more than that.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I'm like, well, I was also 17, so.
No, sad for her.
Yeah. Oh, she was.
Still sad. Your boyfriend shouldn't cheat on you.
No, no, he shouldn't.
You know?
But when I don't like calling ex-girlfriends crazy.
You just don't like the word crazy.
I don't, because like I feel like it's just a cop-out. It's a cop-out to, like, when people, for example, if I said, Sarah, you're acting crazy, when you're genuinely expressing emotions, like, you are genuinely upset, you're genuinely hurt, and I feel like that gets written off. You just say, oh, you're crazy. It's basically disregarding anything you're feeling. You have valid feelings, and you're allowed to express those.
True that.
And by calling someone crazy, you're basically saying your feelings aren't real. They don't matter. So that's why I don't like it. However, some of the things she pulled were crazy. They hadn't had sex in like 8 months, and she was saying that she was pregnant.
That's, well, I guess.
Is she, or was it like 8 months? No. She was saying she was recently pregnant or something, or she didn't know she was pregnant this whole time or whatever. There was no baby. She kept multiple occasions she would say that she was pregnant, even though she wasn't.
Jesus. That's a headache.
That's not. Anywho, this was a lot of crazy exes, a lot of cheating stories.
Yeah, that story was crazy, B.
I want to know if you guys have any, like, happy ending, like...
Yeah, like the best friends.
Yeah, like how they ended up becoming best friends, like cheating stories.
That's so cool. And B, I want to know the update.
Yes, please.
Did her ass get sent back to the Philippines?
Well, she was already there. Did she come back or try to come back? And did she get in trouble? Like, I want to know. Please.
Thank God you didn't.
Yeah, and let me know if you want me to actually say your name or not, because I did not. You are just B in my book.
Oh, we can call you B.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.